You're listening to the Leadership Pod, episode 83, How I Learned to Be Assertive and Stopped Being a Pushover. Welcome to the Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Cara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. So I used to be a very passive communicator. I could never say no. I could never set boundaries. I had a lot of difficulty speaking up, sharing my true thoughts and opinions with other people. But then I learned how to be more assertive, and my interactions with others completely changed. I felt more in control of my decisions. I felt more included in conversations, and I felt my ideas and opinions were being recognized a lot more. And I'm going to tell you all about this journey for me to become more assertive in this podcast episode by sharing my 9 strategies with what I did in order to help myself become more assertive, and then also what happened after I put those strategies into action. And my hope for this episode is that it is going to give you some inspiration for you if you are somebody who would love to be more assertive in your communication, in your life, in your work life or personal life, and you want some inspiration or some ideas on how you can go about doing that. And also, just so you know that it is possible to become more assertive, because as somebody who is a passive communicator, it can seem very impossible to become more assertive one day in your communication. It can seem absolutely out of your reach. So I want to share this journey with you, this story with you, in the hope that it will give you some inspiration and also ideas to help you become more assertive as well. And we're going to start with what pushed me to want to become more assertive. It was not like there was one particular incident that really shocked me and made me think I need to become more assertive as a result of this. It's more like there were many incidences or things happen all throughout my life which created a compounding effect that made me feel that I was a constant pushover and I didn't want to be that anymore. For example, my needs and wants always came second or third in some cases. My opinion never counted or my opinion was never asked. I was tired of doing things that I didn't want to do because I couldn't say no to people. I was tired of being overlooked. I was tired of blending in. And I think you get to the point when you realize that you are not living life the way you want. You're living life according to somebody else's rules. And I wanted to feel more in control. So it wasn't one particular incident that led me to become more assertive. It was more like a compounding effect of many things throughout my life that had happened, and it just reached a point where I thought, no, I have to do something about this, especially for my business, for my work life, you know, if I want to really step out, be more in control and stand out as well. So what did I do? Well, once I had enough, once I reached that point and I knew I wanted to be more assertive, I took some steps to help me become more assertive in my life, which were very effective. And this is the part of the episode where I'm going to share with you the 9 steps that I took to help me become more assertive in my life. And the first thing I did was I identified situations I wasn't happy with. I started by identifying situations or specific events or conversations or times when I wanted to, for example, stand up for myself, but I didn't. When I wanted to say no, but I didn't. Those times when I felt like a pushover. This was a starting point. I knew that I had to make this journey relevant to the experiences that I'd had. If I wanted to improve, if I wanted to become more assertive, it had to be relevant to my life. So I knew that I needed to identify situations in my personal life, in my career as well, that I wasn't happy with. So for example, when somebody in the past had asked me to do a favor that was unreasonable and I wanted to say no, but I didn't, or I didn't say no forcefully enough, this would be a situation that I would flag as a time when I needed to be more assertive and I needed to change the way I interacted or reacted to this person. Another example was when I wanted to share an idea or when I started speaking in a meeting, for example, but somebody would jump in and speak instead and I would lose the entire talking space. This is another type of situation in which I flagged as a time when I needed to be more assertive. So once I had identified those situations I wasn't happy with, I then went to step two and I thought about what I was doing wrong, what was holding me back in those situations, what was making people treat me this way. Was it me? Was it them? Was there something I could do about it? The thing that I knew was that I didn't have control over other people's behavior. You don't have control over other people's behavior, but I knew that I did have control over my own behavior. It was my behavior that was allowing these people to treat me like a pushover. And through this process, I identified that what I was doing wrong in these situations was my communication style was too passive. It was hesitant. It was not direct. I would ask questions. I would ask permission rather than just convey my thoughts, opinions, or wants or needs. I was also using body language that was not assertive, body language that lacked confidence. So think of posture that was a bit slouch, you know, slouch shoulders, lacking eye contact, not making eye contact with people, or maybe even smiling too much. And I became conscious of these areas that I needed to improve on. I knew that if I did improve in these areas, I would come across as more assertive. I also looked at people that I admired. How did they behave? How did they communicate? What body language did they use? And once I identified what I was doing wrong and looked at what I could be doing instead, then I could move on to changing those areas. And this leads us to the third step where I started to set new boundaries. I understood that because of my lack of assertiveness in the past, I'd set expectations in people's minds as to how they could treat me, as to what they could expect me to do. And they were treating me according to the rules that I had set. I knew that if I wanted to be treated differently, if I wanted different results, I would have to set new rules. I would have to set new boundaries with those people. Like what Albert Einstein says, you can't do the same things over and over and expect different results. So I had to change the boundaries that I had previously set within my relationships with those people. So I asked myself what I was willing to accept, what I was willing to not accept, how I wanted to be treated, how I wanted to not be treated, what was important to me, what was not important to me. And I wrote down in a journal all of these things so the boundaries were clear to me. Then they would be a lot easier to implement and a lot harder to forget as well. Then I moved to step four, where I learned that it's okay to say no. This is one of the biggest fallbacks that I had to move through. I couldn't say no to people. It was like I was programmed to always respond yes whenever somebody asked a favor of me. It was like I didn't even know that the word no was an option, that I could say that to people. So I had to learn that I could say no. And the thing with saying no is that it's uncomfortable, especially for people pleasers. It will always be uncomfortable. But even though it is hard, saying no is easier than doing the thing that you don't want to do. And this is often the mental framework I would put myself in. I would ask myself the question, which is more painful, to say no to this person, stand up for myself and set my boundaries, or to say yes and do what I don't want to do? Which one is more painful? And the answer to that question is what often helps me to say no when I need to. Number five is I stopped using passive communication. So instead of being indirect, I would learn to be a lot more direct with my communication. For example, instead of saying, I'm not sure where I want to go for lunch, I would say to the other person, I want to eat Chinese at the restaurant on Amsterdam. I would be direct. I would be specific. I would convey my wants, my needs, and my ideas as well. Instead of asking questions to other people and giving that person the decision-making power, I would be upfront with my wants. So instead of saying, I'm not sure where I want to eat, where do you want to eat? I would just come out and say where I wanted to eat. Instead of getting permission from the other person, do you think I should order the beef and black bean with rice at the Chinese restaurant, for example? I would be more decisive and bold and just say, I'm going to order the beef and black bean and rice. I knew that these were communication mistakes I was making. That's what I had identified in the previous step in number two. And these communication mistakes were leading me to not be able to be assertive. And I knew that this was something that I had to change. Number six, I used body language that made me look assertive. This is basically body language that makes you look confident. And when you look confident, you automatically look more assertive to other people. I knew that if I wanted my assertive message to have impact, I needed to use body language that supported that message. I couldn't convey a verbal assertive message and use body language that lacked confidence completely. It needed to be congruent. Everything needed to be in sync. Your body language needs to be assertive as well as your verbal communication. You need to have a total assertive message. So I made an effort to stand tall in those moments when I was communicating assertively. I made an effort to use good posture. I kept my head high. I used good eye contact with people. I didn't avoid eye contact. And I smiled, but I tried to smile not as much. Body language is a powerful tool that can change people's perception of you in an instant. And in my case, I used it to change people's perception of me from passive to assertive and confident. And quite often, when you do that, you will automatically notice a change in the reaction of other people, the way they look at you, the way they speak to you, and the way they treat you. Number seven, I learned it's okay to be assertive. Just like it's okay to say no, it's really important that you understand it's okay to be assertive. A lot of people have the misconception that being assertive is being aggressive or is being bossy, and that is completely untrue. Assertive communication, what it is clear, direct, and honest communication. It has no hidden agenda. It allows you to express your ideas, your wants, and your feelings in an open way while acknowledging the rights of others. And that's a really important part of assertive communication that you need to understand. And that is what makes it not become aggressive. So by acknowledging the rights of others, you are not pushing your ideas on other people, because that is what would be aggressive. Instead, you are communicating your wants, your opinions, and your ideas yourself, but you are giving other people the space and the freedom and the right for them to convey their own opinions and ideas and wants too, because that is their right. Just like it's your right to be assertive, it's your right to have your own wants and opinions and needs, it's other people's right to have that too. So I like to think of assertive communication as confident communication. It is respectful. It is not aggressive. It is not bossy communication. And once I understood that, it made me feel a lot more confident about being assertive. Number eight, I tried hard not to revert back to being passive. So my downfall is being too passive in my communication. And because of that, it's very easy for me to go back to being passive, especially in new situations or with new people when I'm stressed or when I'm nervous. So I had to make a real effort to not do that, to not revert back to being passive in my communication with people. And this takes a real conscious effort. You really need to be aware of how you communicate. What's your natural communication style, to identify if you have reverted back to your old communication style or not. And this is often challenging before conversations or before new situations, like I mentioned before, because these are the times that make you nervous. This is probably when you are the most stressed. And in these stressful times, it is very common for you to revert back to your more natural style of communication. So what I would do before these situations, if I knew I was going to be nervous in them, I would remind myself and say something like this: Kara, you need to go into this conversation being assertive. Don't revert back to being passive. And I would remind myself that throughout the conversation if I needed to. Number 9, I wrote down and practiced assertive conversations. So before any assertive or challenging conversation, I would write it out word for word and I would practice it. I would write out exactly what I wanted to say to that person and I would even rehearse it. So I knew exactly what I was going to say and I was a lot more comfortable and confident communicating assertively. This helped me immensely and it really helped to reprogram my mind to become more assertive in that situation. I would know what words to use. I would know how to express myself clearly. I didn't have to think of what to say on the spot because that's something that can be very difficult if you are not used to being assertive. So this practice of writing and rehearsing, it really got me used to being assertive rather than passive. And as a result, it made me a lot more confident when approaching those situations as well. So what happened after all of those 9 steps? What were my interactions like? What were my conversations like after that? Well, the result of everything that I did to become more assertive was I felt a lot more in control. That's probably the best way to describe it. I felt I was making decisions according to my wants, my needs, and opinions. I wasn't letting other people decide for me. I wasn't giving them the decision-making power by asking for permission or asking questions. I wasn't letting people push me into doing things that I didn't want to do. I was able to say no if I didn't want to do them. I wasn't a passive player in my life. I was an active player and I was in control. And this is a really empowering feeling. You have control over what you do, what you say, over how people treat you to some extent. And over time, when you are more assertive in your communication, in your interactions with other people, they will learn your new boundaries. They might not like your new boundaries, but they will learn your new boundaries and eventually they will start to respect them. People will stop expecting you to comply or to automatically comply with their request. They will be waiting for a no instead of the automatic yes that you're probably used to giving them. You will stand out as somebody who is strong, confident, and in charge of your own life. You will no longer be overlooked or like a pushover. But I will warn you that your relationships might change. When you make this change into becoming more assertive, your relationships with people might change as well. Some people might not like you being assertive. They're used to you being passive, right? They're used to you saying yes automatically when they ask you to do something. They're used to you letting your boundaries down or basically not having any boundaries at times. And this change in the way that you want to live your life when you start to become more assertive, it might cause you to lose some relationships. But at the same time, it will open you up to new relationships and more balanced relationships as well. And I think this is the really exciting part about becoming more assertive because you're really opening up your life to the way you want to live and also to the people that you want in your life as well. So in conclusion, becoming assertive isn't something that I regret doing, not at all. It is the most liberating and empowering thing that I've done in my life and for myself. I hope that if you can relate to any of the situations I've talked about in this episode, that you might consider becoming more assertive too. It's not something that is difficult to learn. I will say that it takes time to learn how to become assertive because it's a constant effort. It's a gradual effort and a constant effort that you need to put every day in your life, in pretty much every conversation you have. And sometimes you might make an advancement forward, but then you might be in a new situation or with somebody who is a bit intimidating and you might take a jump back and you might feel that you are not becoming assertive at all. You could never become assertive. So it's more like a gradual commitment that you need to make in your life because there will be times where you are tested and times where it'll be very easy for you to be assertive, but some other times where it'll be a lot more difficult for you to be assertive. Through my journey to becoming more assertive, I actually created a course which is available on Udemy. It's the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. So it's an online video course. And I developed this based on my own journey to becoming more assertive. something like what I described for you throughout this podcast episode, but it's a lot more in depth and it goes into a lot more organized way of learning how to become more assertive. I start the course off by helping you identify your natural communication style, which, as I mentioned before, is very helpful for you to know whether you're reverting back to that communication style or not. So we go through the four different communication styles of passive, passive aggressive, aggressive, and assertive. Then I go through the fears that you might have about being assertive. The ones that I think you might relate to are you're afraid of saying the wrong thing. You might be afraid of hurting or offending the other person if you are more assertive. So we go through those fears and I help you overcome those fears so you have them more under control and so they don't stop you from becoming assertive in the future. Then we get into the core of the program and we look at group situations and one-on-one conversations and how you can be assertive in both of those. We look at nonverbal strategies to ensure that your communication verbally is assertive, but also nonverbally as well. And then, this is probably the biggest part of the course, we go into the verbal strategies of becoming more assertive. And we talk about things like being persistent in your message, going through a workable compromise with other people, saying no, establishing boundaries, and learning how to disagree with people. It is a 3-hour video course. I've had over 25,000 students go through this course. It is a best-selling course on Udemy. If you want to check it out, I highly recommend that you do. If being assertive is something that you have struggled with, if you want to learn, if you want that change in your life, I highly recommend you check out this course because I know it will help you. I will put a link to this course in the show notes. It will be a discount link so you can get this course at a discount. And I hope to see you inside the course. That is all for today's episode. I hope this episode resonated with you. If it did, let me know in a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you next month. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care and thanks again for listening.